a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
This true story took place about 40 years ago in 5739, 1978. At Moshav Talmei Eliyahu, which is in the southern part of Israel. It's actually in the Otef Aza, and many volunteers went down just this year to help pick fruit and vegetables in that moshav. In 1978, this moshav decided that in the next year, 1979, 5740, they were going to observe the mitzvah of Shemitah and meet Yehuda Fioner, who lives on this moshav. Yehuda has a hot house, and he grows gladioli. Gladioli are beautiful flowers with sword-shaped leaves and spikes of beautiful, beautiful colors. And every year, Yehuda Fioner and his workers would pick the flowers and sell them to florists all over Israel. And that was how they made their money for the year. Yehuda and his workers were ready to go and collect and pick that year's flowers and start sending them out around the country. As they walked into the hothouse, they noticed something very strange. The flowers had white stains on them. They started walking through the rows and rows of flowers. Maybe it was just a few in the front. They looked on the right. All the flowers on the right side had strange white stains on them. They looked to their left. All of the flowers had strange white stains on them. Back corner, left corner. Every flower in the hothouse was stained. You have no idea what had caused the stains. He did know one thing, though. He knew that he could not sell flowers that had white stains all over them. Yehuda said, I really wonder what happened. He started asking neighbors and the neighboring moshav if they had any hints that could help him figure out what happened to his flowers. Some friends of Yehuda from the moshav next door explained that they needed to spray their fields with pesticide. And there was an airplane that they hired from Chem Avir, a pesticide company. And the airplane was not the kind of airplane that flew people from one place to another. It was an airplane that had a pilot on it, and it would fly low down over the field, and it would spray pesticide in an organized way throughout the fields of the moshav so that there wouldn't be bugs on their fruits and on their vegetables. It seems that when they were finished with their job, there was still some leftover pesticide on the plane. The plane dropped this leftover pesticide over a barren, empty field. It was windy that evening, and the wind blew the pesticide into the hothouse. And that is how all of Yehuda's flowers got ruined. Yehuda had lost his flowers from this entire year. He wouldn't be able to sell them. He lost his money that he would have made. And the next year was Shemitah. That would be 2 years without flowers to sell. But he knew that he would still keep the laws of Shemitah the next year. A few days later, Yehuda received a letter in the mail. It was from Chem Avir. He opened the envelope and took the letter out and started to read. Dear Mr. Fioner, We would like to apologize for the harm that we caused your flowers from our airplane dropping pesticide. Please accept this check from us. Wow, he hadn't even reached out to them yet. Yehuda looked at the check inside of the envelope. When he saw the amount that it was for, his eyes went boing. 84,000 liras. That was enough money to support Yehuda's family for that entire year, for the entire next year, and even some extra money to pay back some loans, some money that he had borrowed. Yehuda was so overjoyed, and he said, "I am so blessed. I was able to see the fulfillment of the pasuk in the Torah from Parashat Bahar, where Hashem says, you might be wondering, how are we going? You might ask, what are we going to eat during the Shemitah year? We're not going to be able to plant. We're not going to be able to gather." And Hashem says, in the sixth year, I'm going to send a special bracha. You will have enough for year six. You will have enough for year seven. You will have enough for year eight. And Yehuda the owner in his life saw the fulfillment of that bracha from Hashem. He made a decision to observe the laws of Shemitah, and Hashem took care of him and of his family. Laws of Shemitah that we learn about in this week's parsha remind us that everything, all of the brachot that we have, come from Hashem. Shemitah also reminds us that we should use the gifts that we have and share them with other people. We shouldn't feel like our success is because of us. Our success shouldn't make us feel better than other people. We work hard and we have success. Hashem blesses us with that success. And during the year of Shemitah, everybody feels the equality. Everybody feels that the land is equal to all of them, which hopefully impacts the way we view people and the way we view success all the other years as well. It's a really good reminder that our brachot and our success come from Hashem, and that every person is a cherished and valuable person, whether or not they have a lot or whether or not they have a little. I hope that we can take this lesson into our lives and that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom.